Loving God, I ask thee to uphold me that I may uplift thee. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It seems very appropriate that the reading from Colossians includes the verse, "Sings psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs." On this, the first day in 2 years where we've actually had a chance to do that. So we find ourselves filled with a sense of being on the edge of a new beginning. Being on the edge of a new beginning is something which is a bit of a challenge because it means that we look to the future and we're not exactly sure what the future holds. We look to the future and we have a sense of hope, a sense that as we anticipate that things will get better, there is still challenges that we need to face. But the fact of the matter is that no matter what the challenges are, we are called to face them together. That's not easy. That's not easy at all, and we've certainly seen the way in which the global community attempting to work together over the last couple of weeks, as we've witnessed COP26, has really seen the fact that many people come in with their own agendas. Many people have their own personal priorities. Many people set themselves first. If it's not convenient, if it doesn't mean that their interests are going to be served, then they're not interested. But then, we as God's people look to the words of Scripture. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you. You see, it's not just very simply forgive one another. It's forgive as you have been forgiven. Forgive as you forgive. That's not easy either. It means that we are called upon again to look beyond ourselves, to recognize that we are not living in isolation. Archbishop Desmond Tutu reminds those who have listened to him in the past of a word, very simple word, Mbutu. And there are a number of definitions to it, but it simply is, I am who I am because of who we all are. There is a sense in which each of us has a part to play in terms of defining the community. And if the community is a kind, caring, forgiving, passionate, compassionate community, that also helps to identify who we are as individuals. Some may say, well, that's simply left to others. It doesn't really have an impact on me. I'm fine, thank you very much. But when you identify yourself as a member of this parish family within the context of the wider Anglican Communion, I'll tell you a little bit of a story, which, well, it's not as old as St. Martin. It goes back to the 1960s. Some of you actually will remember the 1960s. There was a gathering in Toronto called the Anglican Congress. And prior to that gathering, the Archbishop of Canterbury met with a number of other folks at Huron University College in London. And at that particular gathering, they came together and put together a phrase which was intended to encapsulate the identity of what it meant to be a part of the Anglican Communion. Anglicans are called upon to be mutually responsible and interdependent members of the body of Christ. Mutually responsible and interdependent members of the body of Christ. That's a long title. Can you remember MRI? Okay. Mutually responsible and interdependent members of the body of Christ. How do you feel about that as being your identity? Recognizing you are not alone, but you are mutually responsible for those who share in the community life of this parish family. You are interdependent. Your lives, your goals, your ambitions, your desires, your energies are linked together to accomplish God's will and God's purpose for this place as it stands in witness in the community. There is within that gospel quotation from today's readings a commandment. A commandment which Jesus gives is not optional. A commandment. Can you imagine if you were part of the armed forces and there was a command that was given and you as a soldier said, I just don't think that's a good idea. Jesus says, this is my commandment, that you love one another. Sure, that would be great if he stopped there, but he didn't. The Gospel of St. John records that the words and the commandment go that much further. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. It is that sacrificial love that identifies who we are as followers of Jesus. And as we leave this place and go out into the world, we do so recognizing that we have been in this place and through word and sacrament been nurtured, empowered, and equipped to make those words a reality in our lives. Love one another, says Jesus. Love one another as I have loved you. May each of us in our own way discover the means by which those words may become a reality in our lives. Amen.